Well, when someone from the Midwest usually hears for the first time that I'm from California, I can write the script of what's going to happen next. Their faces turn to pity. They go, and they say, "Why are you here?" And then I know the second question that always follows is going to be, "How do you manage the winters?" So one of my responses, and some of you have gotten this response, is that I love the winters. For me, I didn't grow up with snow falling and causing extra work in my daily life. But I did live only an hour and a half away from some of the best skiing and snowboarding that you could get in the world. So my neural pathways were wired to think fun when I see snow instead of tiresome work and cold. So Christianity started in the Northern Hemisphere. That's no surprise to any of us. So for us in the Northern Hemisphere, December is a cold and bleak month. It's not a coincidence, then, I think, that those who came before us chose the winter to celebrate the coming of our Lord in Jesus' birth. They looked around and they thought, "'Tis winter now. The fallen snow has left the heavens coldly clear. Through leafless boughs the sharp wind blows, and all the earth lies dead and clear." The winter landscape provides the perfect backdrop for Advent. In Advent, we wait for the coming of Jesus like Israel waited for all those centuries before he was born. We wait for Jesus like we wait for the first signs of spring and winter. We cry out and we ask the question, when will heaven send the gift of love to kiss the frozen ground? The answer is not long now. For all who wait in darkness soon will see the light. When all seems bare and hopeless, we must remind ourselves of God's truth. He does not leave us in waiting forever. We can be hopeful still in this season of quietness. And when all is still and bare, and when the winter winds are blowing, when birds refuse to sing, joy can turn our winter into spring. So we wait in winter for the king with anticipation on high alert. The cold can remind us of God's coming warmth. But what do we wait for? Well, it's easy when thinking about the seasons. In winter, we wait for spring, the season of new life. In Advent, we wait for a king who is life itself. From paradise to earth, he came that we with him might dwell. The promise of this king is not a hollow phrase. Jesus comes and gives us himself that we may be fulfilled as he created us to be. We will have eternity with him. This is why Christmas morning means so much to us. No, kids, it's not about toys. The morn brings with it the promise of eternity. Hail, thou ever-blessed morn, hail, redemption's happy dawn. With this morn comes singing, because Christ is morning star of morning. His light is shining like a candle in the dark. Friends, we all go through times where this season does not seem joyful. We get lost amidst the snowstorms of life, and we can't see our next step. In these times, we find it hard to rejoice. The bleakness of the winter overtakes us, and the promise of God escapes us. I know it's hard to see this truth, but remember that it is into that Jesus was born. Now, imagining Jesus born with snow laying on the ground might not be historically accurate, but I think it's metaphorically perfect. While things seemed hopeless and desperate, Jesus was born. He is born to redeem. Let every heart rejoice. He brings peace and joy and love to all the world. Now we can let winter be redefined. No matter how bad the storm or how cold the wind, how clear the trees, we can remember that Jesus was born. He came to make all things new, the herald of the eternal spring. So when winter comes to our doors, we can experience it anew. The snow can become its own messenger of hope
that lay beyond. The darkness can remind us of the light. We could pray out to God and know that as he is near, saying, "Peace, fall like gentle snow, fall fresh upon a wounded heart. Come blanket our every fear and let the healing start." Amen. Friends, we come now to the time in our worship where we offer to him our gifts in service to his ministry to this world. And so as we come and we give not just our material possessions, but think of all that you have, because everything that you have belongs to Jesus. And as that plate passes and you put in your offering, also think about the places in your life where you maybe have been holding it back from the Lord, and put that into the plate too. Commit that to the Lord and let him take over that aspect of your life, that he might use it to show his grace in the midst of someone else's winter.